السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we praise Him. We seek His assistance and His forgiveness from the evil consequences of our deeds and our actions. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can try to misguide that person. And whoever, through the ultimate, infinite wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chooses not to guide, no one could try to guide that person. And I bear witness that there's no deity, object worthy of worship, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His servant and messenger. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Or you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, advises you to have taqwa, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the matters of your daily activities, dealing with your money, dealing with your spouse, dealing with your coworkers, what you're watching on your phone, what you're watching on your tablet. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you do not fall into watching something or doing something that might displease Him, as you ought to be in this state. And do not leave this world except submitting to Him in Islam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa ma yuti' Allah wa rasula faqad faza fawzan 'azima. O you who truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again your Lord, your Creator, your Sustainer, I advise you once again to have taqwa, to have that mentality, always thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout your entire day, especially when the words that we say, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, say righteous words, don't backbite, don't insult, don't speak about other people you have no business talking about, be careful what you say. And if you're able to do that, Allah will rectify your deeds, forgive you for your wrongdoings. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indeed gained a great success, a great reward. Alhamdulillah, praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made it possible for us to gather on this beautiful day of Jummah. Even though we're in the same situation that we're still in, alhamdulillah, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're still able to go online and sign up and get our temperatures checked and wear a mask on our face, even though how uncomfortable it might be. But our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. So alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu bless all of us, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this beautiful days and these times that we are able to still worship Him, even in the situation we're in. And as all of you all know, we're in the season, if you will, of Ashura, this great month of Muharram in the Islamic calendar. And Ashura being the 10th day in the month of Muharram that's falling on tomorrow, it will be the 10th day of Ashura. And this is a great opportunity, it's a great time for us to at least speak about Ashura. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, as he went into Medina and he saw that the Christians and the Jews, or at least the Jews, were fasting. And he asked them, what is this fast for? And then when they told him, he said, you know what, I will fast on this day also. Even though it's mentioned that he used to fast on Ashura, even in the time that he was in Mecca. And he advised the other Muslims to fast on this day. As he's mentioned in another hadith, the reward that those who fast on Ashura, which is tomorrow, the 10th day of Muharram, as what? يُكَفِّرْ أَسْنَ الْمَالْدِيَةِ, that your minor sins from the previous year wiped away, gone. That must be a very special day. To get all those minor sins from one whole year all just wiped away, it must be a special day. As the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the reward for those who fast. And then he talked about this great month of Muharram. It comes from the word haram. Haram not meaning that's haram, stay away from it. But haram meaning what? It is sacred. Has sanctity to it, if you will. It's holy. Right? And he used to say that the best fast, أفضل صيام بعد رمضان, شهر الله المحرم. He said the best fast after the month in Ramadan, the fast, is in the month of Allah. He calls the month of Muharram the month of Allah. What a title. And that is Muharram. So he calls this month this very blessed month, if you will. And like I said, inshallah ta'ala, as the Prophet said also that if you could fast, definitely fast on the 10th day, and that is tomorrow. Not an obligatory fast, but those who are wise will definitely do it for the reward. And he said also it's good to be different than the Jews if you could fast on the 9th, which is today. And if you didn't fast already, then it's a little bit too late. But the 9th and the 10th, if not, then you could do the 10th and the 11th. So that'll be a Saturday and a Sunday for you, if you will. And so alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful day in this beautiful month that we have this opportunity for us. But let's dig a little bit deeper. As when the Prophet ﷺ went and he saw the Jews and he asked them, why are you fasting on this day for? What's the significance? What's the purpose? قَالُوا هَذَا يَوْمْ صَالِحٌ هَذَا يَوْمْ نَجَّ اللَّهُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى. The Jews, when they were there and the Prophet ﷺ asked them, why are you fasting? They answered, this is the righteous day. And another narration said, هَذَا يَوْمْ عَظِيمٌ, this is a great day. That what on this day, Musa alayhi salam, the children of Israel, the Jews, during the time of Musa alayhi salam, were saved, najallahu. Allah saved them from their enemy. And who was their enemy? Fir'aun and his people. So Musa decided to fast on that day. And then the Prophet says, "Ana haqqu bi Musa minkum," that I have a more right to Musa than you all. Meaning that what he preached, you're not following. What I'm preaching, I'm following the same thing. So we have a more right to Musa alayhi salam. And so the Prophet ordered that the Muslims fast on this day of Ashura. One thing I want you guys to look at, when the Prophet asked the people of the Jews, "Why are you fasting on this day?" They didn't say it's because Fir'aun became Muslim. He finally gave in and he started worshiping the Lord of Musa. No, that's not the reason why they're fasting. Because the Prophet acknowledged the reason and he agreed to it. But that's not the reason. Not because Fir'aun gave in and said, "Yes, Allah is one, I worship Allah." That wasn't the reason. Was it the reason because that was a great day that what? The sea parted, the Red Sea opened up. And they walked right through it. That's a mu'jiza. That's a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to see that, you would probably want to fast that same day. Because that was a great moment in history. A divine intervention where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the sea and they were saved in it. But they didn't say there was a day when the ocean opened up and we were saved. They said that we were just saved from it. Saved from what? Their enemy. And one thing, if you go to the story of Musa alayhi salam in the Quran, you see one thing very interesting about the story of Musa alayhi salam. Yes, he's a prophet, so he goes to Fir'aun and says, "Fir'aun, you're not God. Okay, worship only one God. Humble yourself." But it's something a little different than what Musa alayhi salam always did also. He said, what? "And the children of Israel, let them go. Let me take them, if you will." And Fir'aun wouldn't give up them. It's different than any other story of a prophet in the Quran. All the other prophets in the Quran, you have the prophet going to the people and saying, worship one God, and the people either agree or they don't agree. But this is different. Musa alayhi salam goes and he calls Fir'aun to the worship of one God. But not just that. He says there's a group of people that you're doing something to them. And what was Fir'aun doing? He was enslaving them. He had a system of slavery from the children of Israel. Why are you going to do that, Fir'aun? What's your reason? Well, because they're Egyptians, at least Egyptians at that time. And Bani Israel is what? Hebrew. They're a different ethnicity. So what is Fir'aun doing? That, our people are supreme. We have supremacy in this land. You are from different, look at your background, look at your ethnicity, you are the workers. You do what we say. And we will keep you in that situation. We will rule over you. And don't talk back to us. It was a system of systematically institutional slavery and oppression that was going on. You don't see that in any other story in the Quran, where a prophet had to go and find a bunch of people that were being enslaved and try to free them because they were being oppressed because of their ethnicity, their beliefs, multiple things, if you will. So they're saying, "Why are you fasting on the day?" Oh, Allah saved us. Saved Bani Israel from oppression, if you will. From that slavery that they're going over. From that supremacy that Fir'aun thought he had because of what? His ethnicity, his power, his color. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from. So when we're fasting tomorrow, my dear brothers and sisters, it's not because Fir'aun became Muslim and we're like, wow, we celebrated. It's not necessarily because of the ocean parted. But we're celebrating in terms of a fasting, not throwing a big party, because we're acknowledging that that system of oppression was broken. That system of oppression fell. That type of institutional racism and supremacy, not white supremacy, but Egyptian supremacy at that time, is gone, down, sunk, and on the bottom of the floor of the ocean, literally. And when the time that we're in right now, my dear brothers and sisters, and you've been watching on the news, or you've probably been in a hole if you don't know, the story of Jacob Blake and what happened in Wisconsin. A man, yes, maybe he did something wrong, right, whatever, who's walking very peacefully to his car. Whatever he was trying to do, he's walking to his car. And gets shot 7 times in the back. SubhanAllah, I don't even know how the man is still alive. Obviously, he's critical in condition. And that brings up another uproar. We're back to the same situation of a khutbah I gave almost a couple months ago about racism. And unfortunately, with the situation in this country, I don't think I have to address this problem. I'm probably going to have just a problem a couple months further down the line, unfortunately. But he gets shot in the back because maybe because of the color of his skin. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rolls out things. Now, just a couple of days ago, you have someone of very light skin, a 17-year-old boy, who walks in the middle of the street with an assault rifle, AK-47, shoots two people and a third person, and the police drive right by this man. Oh, I should say boy, 17 years old. And they don't do anything to him. Why? Because he doesn't look like that. He doesn't look like the dangerous type. He looks like us. He doesn't look as threatening, if you will, than a man that's walking to his car with his back turned to us. He doesn't need to be shot 7 times. But the boy walking around with an assault rifle in the middle of the street after he shot a couple people is able to actually drive home and go back to his house and then finally get arrested later on. There's something wrong with the system, my brothers and sisters. There's something wrong with this institutional bias against those of dark skin or those of African American, those are black. And know what happened, my dear brothers and sisters, and I mentioned this also, even though we have a lot of programs on Kashmir and Palestine and Burma and Yemen, and believe me, that's, I'm not belittling that. And I do myself, I put programs on that here at the Masjid myself. And that's due, we need to speak about it. But when there's injustice going on in our own backyard and we're looking thousands of miles away, that's an issue that we need to bring up. And Musa alayhi salam said, I'm fasting on that day. And the Prophet said, I'm going to fast on that day because that system of racism that Fir'aun was doing is now sunk in the bottom of the ocean. Then we need to think about what are we doing here as we fast tomorrow on the Ashura. As the same system is being played out right in front of us. And we ask ourselves, are we involved in what? Ya'mura bin ma'rufi wa yanhana lil munkar. That we are the ones that are commanding good and forbidding evil of what we're seeing in front of us. And that's what Ashura was about. It was about Fir'aun, who thought he was great and could oppress people and enslave them. No. Allah showed you who is the supreme. And as we're in that situation, brother, there's so many parallels that subhanAllah just happened with this shooting going on with Ashura. It makes us make sure we have to connect the dots. We don't just do random worships and then, alhamdulillah, it was good, we fasted. But why are we doing it for? And we understand what's going on here in our country. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those that command good and forbid evil and speak out against the oppressors of this racism in our country. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا سَقْفِرُمْ فَاسْتَقْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله الحمد رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. One last thing I wanted to bring up on this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, one thing, my dear brothers and sisters, we have our fasting, we have our salah, we have our dhikr, we have the Quran. But there's another thing in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa taala has described me and you, that we're a community, as I mentioned, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that we command good and forbid evil. That's all of us, it's written on top of all of us. And if that's not a definition of an activist or a reformist, I don't know. And this is something we have to make sure, if we see this, what's going on in our communities or going on in our country, that we speak out against, my brothers and sisters. The Prophet mentioned something in a very, subhanAllah, very stern hadith that's mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi. I remember when I first read this hadith, it got me shaking. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَيَأْمُرُونَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِيَهَوُّنَّ عَلِي الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ يُوشِقَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ بَعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابٌ مِّنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. The Prophet ﷺ said that you will surely command good. If there's good out there, you will speak out against it. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, you would surely 100%, if there's something wrong, you will speak out against that wrong. You will command that wrong. You will forbid that wrong. You would surely do this. And then the Prophet says, if you don't, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come close to sending a punishment upon you. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ. Then you will make dua to him. Oh Allah, relieve this punishment upon us. We can't take it. فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. And Allah will not answer that dua. That if you don't command good and speak out against good and forbid that evil that you see, Allah will send a punishment over them, over these people. And then they'll make dua to Allah, Allah said, relieve this punishment upon us. But that dua will not be accepted. Why? Because they weren't doing what they were doing at the first place. And especially we hear with this country, what's going on with race, my dear brothers and sisters, a lot of you saying, and I'll end on this, what can we do? This is something that's deep-rooted in people's hearts for years now. I'll give you one campaign, inshallah ta'ala. The first campaign that you could work on is to make sure you yourself is not racist. Check yourself. And believe me, we live in households and communities, and we don't like to speak about it, that we now sometimes look down on other ethnicities. It's beautiful to see what I'm seeing in front of us, believe me. It's beautiful to eat the food that I'm seeing from a lot of you too, believe me. We all love that part. But also that we have to make sure that there's not no bias in here because I'm not Arab and you're not Pakistani. Because you're Cham and you're Vietnamese and, you know, I let someone else lead the prayer. Or you're African American, oh, you might not know as much as this person over here. Or you're Caucasian, or you're Latino, you're different than me, you don't speak Urdu, you don't speak Arabic, well, you can sit at the other table for iftar. We'll sit over here. And it's really subtle sometimes, my dear brothers and sisters. And it's also, make sure the first campaign we can work on is also in our households. To make sure that we don't have that type of dialogue in our households. Whether that's our parents, whether that's our children, uncles, aunties, believe me, it's there. We got to clean up that first and foremost, and then we can work on to the next stage, inshallah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us a people of those that command good and forbid evil, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this country with righteous leadership, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this country with equality for all, no matter what their color, their skin color might be, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Ghafur, ya Rahim. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا كريم يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وآفنا واعف عنا يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفور سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Make your line straight, focus on your salah. Praise it for your last prayer.